Previously, on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
Did Zane set Arendoyle on fire?
No.
Who did?
Lord Barhawk.
The Chancellor's here.
You haven't moved him already?
He's not healed enough. We're risking more injury to him.
I need you to do me a favor.
A box.
Hold on to that for me. Don't open either. I'm keeping your secret. You best keep mine.
What do you have there?
It's nothing.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
The gates of Arendoyle loomed over me. I had been in denial about it for quite some time, that this was our next stop. But I couldn't avoid it anymore. My own village. From what I can see, it's different. But not too different. Well, let's go in. I tried to avoid the heavy weight in my bag. Not that it was literally heavy, but Jason's presence was weighing on my mind. I felt guilty. I should have told Jacob. Jacob can help me, can't he? I don't know what's in there, but I've been keeping the bag slung around my shoulder at all times, checking it obsessively. It shouldn't go missing if it's with me, and whatever it is, it's much safer in my hands than the rebels. The town was bigger now. The houses were strongly fortified with stone exteriors and metal fences. The grass was well kept and trimmed to perfection. Flower beds lined the street. It almost looks like DuPont. Zane made this. People stared at me. Some had recognition in their eyes, but none had the courage to say anything. I was too preoccupied to say it either. Unknowingly, I found myself going up the same path I always did. I approached the outskirts of the village, where the trees grew abundant and the air smelled more like pine. Oh, my goddess. Where the orchard once stood was a garden. Plots of azaleas, lilies, and lavender stretched into the horizon. I walked a path lined with trees of wisteria, the flowers hanging low enough to graze my head. Everywhere I looked, there was color. The last time I had seen this place, I hadn't been able to say goodbye. Everything was screaming at me, my skin burned and my heart pounded. It was all red. Parc de Duvon. In loving memory, Ethan and Faye Duvon. May you be bound by eternity into this life and your next. I wish I could have done more for them.
I feel the same about my mother. It's strange, isn't it? When you spend so much of your life feeling helpless, only to get a grip when they're gone.
It's unfair.
I can't believe it. I thought they were lying.
I knew this would happen, but facing him was still difficult. He looked the same. The same condescending voice, the same ginger curls. Justin.
You actually decided to show your face here after everything you've caused.
I didn't do anything.
You can really stand here and say that with a straight face after leading that crazy bastard to my village? You can say that standing on the grave of your family?
I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here on business.
We don't want whatever it is you're selling.
I'm here on behalf of the capital. I need to see your lord. Or is that you now, Justin?
I don't know who you slept with to get you here, but I'll remind you of your place.
Back it up.
Guards!
Maybe if you yell a little louder?
Justin, it's okay. It's not your fault that you're not the lord. Maybe you'll get there someday, but right now, I'll be speaking to your father. Let's go.
Hey.
It's okay, I know the way. Lord Barhawk's manor looks exactly the same as it did before, the only difference being a much larger, much thicker wall blocking it from the rest of the village. I had never been inside of it before, As a child, I often fantasized about what wonders could be hiding there. But now, actually being here, it felt typical. The interior was a dark mahogany. His study was devoid of natural light as the curtains had been drawn shut. Orange candlelight warmed my skin. If this is his study, then this is where he tried to kill Zane. Or at least a replica of it.
If it isn't the lady herself, Mademoiselle Devon!
Lord Barhawk, how gracious I am to see you again.
How you've grown! I swear, the last time I saw you, you were only this tall. It's amazing to see you doing well after all this time. I always thought I'd never see you again after our tragedy. I thought that'd be the last I heard of the Devons. How does fare your brother? You have reunited with him, yes?
Of course I have, but he is a man of the world. He's not the type to stick around in one place.
Ah, typical of that boy. Did I ever mention he once broke into this very study?
I think I recall, but that is beside the point. I've come on terms of business. Surely you are aware of DuPont's survey this winter.
You're here on behalf of the Crown.
Yes, I've been conducting the survey so far.
I didn't think you were so political, really, Anne.
They call me Lady Anne now.
Anne? never in my life have I heard someone call you Anne. I wonder what your father would think of that. I'm so sorry for your loss. Never did I think the fire would be so devastating. I should have done more for my people. Ethan was a good man.
That's right. This is his fault. He decided getting revenge was more important than his people. He decided to take part in a fight he had no business in. Thank you, Lord Barhawk. It truly is a shame.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you get involved with the Crown?
Ah, well, I've been working at the castle for quite some time. I was made a lady-in-waiting. The prince, he fell ill, so the queen sent me in his stead.
Do you know the prince well?
I've never spoken to him.
I suppose you want to explore some more. I have some last-minute details to work out before we discuss the survey. Should we meet again tomorrow?
Of course. Jacob, you stink.
What?
When was the last time you bathed? If you don't remember, that means it's time. You should go.
You're trying to get rid of me.
No.
Really, Anne?
Okay, fine. Can I be alone for a little bit?
It isn't safe.
I know this village. If anything, this is the safest I've ever been. I just want some time to take it all in, you know? And you do smell. I'll be careful. I'll meet you in an hour.
Fine.
Sent aside, it was very good that I got Jacob to leave, because talking to Barhawk helped me decide. I don't trust the Rebellion, and they don't get to use me as a cargo hold. So I made my way back to the old orchard. At least if anything happens here, the only thing that'll suffer is some flowers. And me, possibly. It isn't a box. It isn't a box? In my lap was a slab of stone. It was an array of reds and oranges. Although it wasn't glowing, the colors were bright. I didn't want to touch it, but it radiated warmth when my hand was close enough. It didn't do that with the paper. Strange. I don't know much about magic, but this had to be something of the sort. Unless it's just a weird rock and Jason wants to scare me. I wouldn't put it past him. This could be really dangerous. Why would he give this to me?
Lillian?
Mrs. Hutchings!
Words don't look like words anymore. This might be the thousandth time I've looked at the word invited. Invited. It sounds strange. I haven't slept in 36 hours. And I keep thinking about Aspen Kimura. Do I invite the Kimuras? It's not like they were on the guest list last time, but they showed up anyway. Who let them in anyway? They should be fired. Wait, it was the king, right? The king likes them. What?
Emergency!
What happened?
Medroom! This is the prince!
Oh. He can't be dead. Please don't be dead. He's guarded at all times. How could this happen? Who could be so incompetent? The doctor was there, tightening a belt around the prince's arm. Both his arms. Catalina sat over him and frantically cast some kind of spell. Pink threads of light weaving his skin back together. The window was smashed open, leaving glass all around the ground and bed. Both of the prince's arms were sliced open. Deep cuts ran up his forearm to his bicep. I could see the layers of his skin. His blood was soaking the bedsheets, dripping down onto the white tile.
Here, take it!
There. Stop. The bleeding stopped. I cauterized it. Quickly, wipe it off of him.
Captain, I don't know. I don't... What happened?
Is he going to die?
He shouldn't. But this is going to complicate his recovery.
Do whatever you need to do. What happened to him?
I don't know.
You don't know? How could you not know?
I just found him like this. There was a rebel.
You weren't watching him?
Captain.
You're given one job when posted here. Protect the prince.
I wasn't posted. I just stopped by.
Then who was?
Leah was scheduled to.
Aurelia.
No, I wasn't. It was your shift.
My shift ended an hour ago.
Mine was supposed to start 10 minutes ago.
That isn't true. I write all my shifts down here.
Leah, you were supposed to be here an hour ago.
You think I'm stupid? I literally wrote the schedule. Never would I schedule a switch at 4. They're always at 5.
Don't yell at me. I'm still your captain.
And you know, just as well as I, what times our shifts run through. I don't need to write it down. It's been memorized for years.
Kitayan, are you sure you didn't write it down wrong?
You always do this.
What?
You always pick favorites. You'll believe anything she says blindly when I have written proof.
Kitayan, she doesn't do that.
Yeah, easy for you to say. You're one of her favorites.
Leave him out of this.
I know we're really not friends, Captain, but I'd expect you to have some integrity with your work.
Hey, dumbass. Maybe she believes me because I'm right.
Don't call her that.
She's being a dumbass. Hey, Kitayan, rule number one of shift changes, if your partner doesn't show up, that doesn't mean you just leave. You left him unguarded. Look what happened.
She's right. You abandoned post. You're lucky he isn't dead.
What were they even doing? They only got his arms. If they wanted to kill him, they should have gone for the heart.
They weren't trying to kill him. They were looking for it.
For what?
The remnant.
Hey there, you are listening to What Is It Now? Is it 29? Hold on. Yes, it is episode 29. Didn't we already do episode 29? They're just kind of blurring together at this point, guys. You are listening to episode 29 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. Thank you for being here. We're still not in the 30s. And I'm surprised we got this one out on time. I don't know why I say we. It's me. I'm surprised I got this one out on time. But if you're listening to this on the 4th, I did. And if you're not, then something horrible has happened. This episode was one that I held very dearly to my heart, like even way in the past when we were still doing Act Two and all that. This was like my first solo shot in a hot minute where I was like, whoa, plot is happening. Action's happening. So I'm quite a fan of it. Let's see, what else do I have to say? Oh, I said I was going to do shout outs. So nobody really made themselves present to me this month. So I'm going to shout out. We got a DM from Wojo Anna OFO, and it's telling me that I can improve my IG page. This is like so live right now. I just checked it. I can improve my IG page appearance. If I give them $13, I'm guaranteed, lifetime guaranteed 1,000 followers. And I can test it out before pay. Guys, if our followers spike up, you didn't hear anything from me. So shout out to Wojo Anna FFFO. I can totally tell that I'm not going to get hacked doing that. Speaking of our Instagram, please make sure to follow us on there on Chapter 15 Studios. 15 is always the number. That's going to be the same thing for the TikTok and on the Twitter, CH15 Studios. If you're enjoying the show, please make sure to just let me know or let someone who works on the show know so they can tell me so that I can know and then we can all feel a little bit better. But if you're enjoying the show too, send it to your friends or to people you'll think who like it. Write a review, just post about it on Audio Drama Reddit so I don't look like a total scrub out there. I appreciate the sentiment. I'm going to let you get back to the show. Thank you for listening to me talk here. Much love always, and please enjoy. I will see you next month. Bye-bye.
Every village?
Yes. We're traveling the entire country.
That must be quite the journey.
I'm so sorry I'm late. Things ran late at the shop.
Not a problem, dear. Rillian, you remember my son Arsene.
Hello. It's nice to see you.
Rillian is Faye's daughter, dear.
Oh my... right. You're Elliot's sister. It's been a while, then.
That's me. Elliot's sister.
How is he, by the way?
I wouldn't know.
So, how was work, dear?
Busy as always. Never in my life have I seen so many visitors.
What do you do?
I'm an alchemist.
Oh! I didn't know we had magicians living here.
Oh, no. I'm not a magician. Magicians can cast spells from their spirits. I just know how to brew potions from crystals and whatnot. I used to be an apothecary.
Crystals, you say?
Arsene is amazing with crystals. He's so smart. He can identify them by just looking at them.
Mother, there's no need for that.
If that's the case, would you be able to identify one for me? But I wouldn't want to impose.
Well, that depends. Do you have it with you?
Well, no, but might I be able to describe it to you?
I suppose you could try.
Right. Well, it seemed like more of a slab than other crystals. It was around the size of my hand, almost like a box, and it was very smooth. And opaque. Oh, and it was orange. A very bright orange.
Huh. Was it warm?
Yes, it was.
Where did you see this?
A store?
A store was selling that? And you bought it?
No, I didn't buy it. I was just curious as to what it was. The shopkeeper didn't know.
Well, it's good that you don't have it with you.
And why is that?
The stone you're describing is a fire opal, but they're typically very small, no bigger than a thumbnail. Many travelers use them for camping as fire starters. They're natural combustors.
A combustor?
When they crack, they explode into flames. A small one spreads a lot, so for you to see a large one, that's very dangerous. Where were you?
I knew it! Oh, goddess, I need to get rid of it. Oh, some shop in one of the other villages.
What village?
But if I get rid of it, then Jason said I'd pay. And what's worse? I don't remember. They all blur together at some point. Surely losing the stone is worse. If they get their hands on it, people are going to die.
Did
really visit that many shops?
But if Jason is serious, then Zane, he could just be bluffing. But what if he isn't? Is that really what matters?
Leanne? Are you all right, dear? You're looking a bit pale.
Please excuse me. Please be here. You have to be here. Where is it? Did they take it already? Did they break it? I'm so stupid. Of course. How would they even get up here? I took off my jacket and wrapped it around the rock. Extra padding will do it some good. Then I stuck it in the bottom of my bag. Maybe I can hide it, or pretend I lost it. No, he'd see right through me. Yes? You can come in.
I just wanted to make sure that everything is okay. You seem a bit out of it. This must be very strange for you, dear. Coming back. I can't even imagine where you've been to get here.
It was a lot.
You didn't deserve what happened to you. Your parents didn't deserve it either. It was just a horrible accident.
Is it strange to say that I don't remember it?
It's only natural, after going through something like that. Those few days after were so quiet. We were all just trying to pick up the pieces.
I'm so sorry I left.
Don't apologize. You did what you needed to. Nobody went on your land for ages after it. Only when they started building the garden did they go. I have something for you.
This was my mother's.
We found it in the wreckage. I kept waiting for the day you'd come back to retrieve it.
I never thought I'd see it again.
It went down your family line. You know that, don't you? I remember when your grandmother gave it to Faye. Now you can give it to your daughter.
Right. Thank you.
You're a good girl, Rillianne. Always remember that.
Rillianne? Are you okay?
Are you sure there's nothing going on with him?
I'm far past that. I'm fine. Do you need something, Jacob?
I bought some healing tonic from Arsene. He said it's better than the ones in stores.
He said it'll knock you right out.
It's going to be gross, isn't it?
Would you rather have broken ribs?
Ugh. This tastes like rotten egg.
Yeah, smells like it too.
He was not kidding.
Captain, removing the Renmin at this point, it could be very dangerous. He might have grown dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
I offered
yes,
to remove it from
right
him
there's
ages
fine.
Ago. He was adamant about leaving it.
Actually, Sirin, would you mind laying it down beside him?
Removing it might kill him, and I
yes,
never got
studied
through any withdrawal effects.
Catalina, I understand your concerns. However, there is a very real threat if the rebellion continues to go after the remnants. I trust you all to guard yourselves well enough. But seeing as keeping an eye on the prince is the issue, I'd rather remove it entirely.
But
when any of you fail, the responsibility to pick up the pieces becomes my own. Unfortunately, I do not have the time nor the capacity to pick up any pieces. I will worry about the remnant causing health problems when it actually does so. The doctor believes removing it will be safe, so I will trust their judgment.
What if
the prince truly has a problem with me removing the remnant, he is free to tell me at any time. Well, your royal highness? It appears he's fine with it. Right, let's get to it. Carefully now.
Is there any particular reason we're moving him at this hour?
This is the only time the Chancellor isn't breathing down my neck. All right, On three. One, two.
Moving him to his room. Hopefully the rebellion doesn't think to look there.
If they can scale the walls for that long, I'll give them my remnant.
Jacob! Jacob, wake up! Jacob!
Huh?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
There was a crash.
Are you sure?
You hear that?
Stay here. Stay here.
Just go!
Oh my god. Oh my god, that can't be happening.
You couldn't stay out of it, could you?
This can't be happening. This isn't real.
Mrs. Hutchings lay on the floor unmoving. Blood spilled from her neck and seeped onto the wooden grain. Her son was on his knees, holding onto her hand. It was limp.
No, mother, please, no. Not like this.
Your tonic!
Too late. She's already dead.
She's already dead. Her blood is sticky on my hands. Stop! Don't kill him! Why would you do this?
I didn't want to.
You didn't want to?
I was looking for you.
You killed her! You killed her!
Lillian, go get the guards!
I'm not leaving.
You see what you do to people? Lillian, you hurt them.
You don't get to say that to me!
Arsene, the guards!
But mother...
I can't hold them forever!
Is this the rebellion? Is this why you're after me? I was leaving! You have to go after him!
We need to leave!
We can't!
They're after you! It isn't safe here! Get your things! We're leaving!
The window in our room was shattered. And my bag was torn apart. All of the things were strewn across the bed. All except for a certain prism of fire opal.
Fuck, what did they take?
Nothing. Hastily, I threw all my things in my other bag. I found my jacket on the floor and buttoned it up, covering my bloody shirt. I made sure to leave behind some money for Arsene. Hopefully with this, she can have a proper burial. I'm sorry. We left the house before the guards arrived. At the stable, Jacob was busy trying to saddle the horses. My eyes wandered the town and Lord Barhawk's manor loomed over me. Does he know? Perhaps he does. Perhaps he is the one who arranged it. And there's this sickening piece inside of me that wants to confront him. It wants to scream and yell and break his things and hurt him. He wants everyone to know the kind of man he really is. The kinds of things he'll condone. The kinds of crimes he's committed. I leaped my feet down the path and through his gate, up the steps and only a few inches away from the front door. But what good will it do? He doesn't care if I'm angry. He doesn't care if she's dead. The only thing he's ever cared about is himself. I looked at the figure. They're small, with big doe eyes and messy brown hair. They can't be more than 14. In the palm of their hand sits a nearly glowing orange stone. The same stone that's haunted me this entire time. Their hands trembled. In the other hand was a small hammer, Or maybe it was a chisel of some kind. If they crack it, they'll get caught up in the fire, too.
I suppose you're going to stop me now.
Do you want to do it?
I want him to pay.
Him, not you. Do you see that window, the story above? That's his study. Throw it.
What?
There you are. What were you doing?
Nothing. Let's go. It took 2 minutes to strap everything to my horse, and when we finally rode onto the street, the screams had started. Red and orange light flooded my vision as we stalled to a stop. The entire right side of Barhawk's manor had gone down in flames. Wooden window frames fell to the ground and his garden erupted in smoke. I watched as ash coated the ground and I tasted it in the air. It burned the back of my throat. It's a familiar feeling.
Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, featuring the vocal talents of Julia Orsborn, Chara Lynn, Dante Majors, Rodrigo Tamayo, Bella Cherish, Anthony Rodriguez, Michael Maiman, Amy Chulgen, Levi Coulter, Hexglave VA, EJ Jesus, and me as Orphan. I was the Orphan. Thank you for listening to this month's episode of He Who Forsakes the Crown. We will be back with another episode April 4th. See you then.